Amen. God bless you. Praise God. And as I said, Reverend Dr. Jessie Woodson Johnson is going to be ministering the Word of God, and we just praise God for her, and we're excited, and we're looking forward to receiving from the Lord. Amen. How many know that God doesn't have to do the same thing the same way all over all the time? But we thank the Lord for a fresh anointing tonight. So at this time, I present to you the Reverend Dr. Jessie Woodson Johnson. Praise God. Amen. You may proceed. Reverend Jesse? Glory to God. Reverend Jesse, you may start. Reverend Jesse, are you still on the line? Praise God. I'm going to ask you all just to be a little bit patient. I don't think she's got her line prepared as the host. Reverend Jesse, are you on the line yet? Glory to God. All right. I'm going to go ahead and unmute all these lines, and hopefully she will join us then. Hold on just a second. I'm going to go ahead and unmute these lines. Okay, Reverend Jesse, are you there now? Oh. Praise God. Hopefully, I don't think that maybe she'll be calling back in.
Hello, this is Reverend Dr. Jesse Woodson Johnson.
All right, you're on the line now?
Yes, I'm on the line.
Okay, now, you did you actually... it would be good if we were to be able to mute the lines, but if you signed in as the co-host, this will give you then the opportunity to hear you. Did you sign in as a co-host?
No, I just dialed that number that you gave me, and then it asked me to put in the code number or the PIN number.
Okay, all right, but there was a couple more steps than that, but that's okay. I've asked everybody to mute their lines, and so even the ones who are on the line, they can hear, they know to mute their lines. The ones that are yet coming on, they don't know that, but we're just going to go with it just the way it is. So you go ahead and proceed as the Lord leads you.
Okay. Good evening, saints of the Most High God.
Good evening.
Have your Bibles, if you would turn it to 1 John chapter 1, 8 through 10, and we're going to be reading out of the King James Version. 1 John chapter 1, verse 8 through 10. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. So the subject is your only deceiving yourself. You're only deceiving yourself. Before I go into the message, I want to define what the word deceive means. It means to cause to believe what is not true. It's misleading, and it's practicing deceit. And when you're deceiving, you're giving a false impression of yourself or the subject that you're talking about. The other word is sin. Sin has two meanings in the English language. The first word, and I'm going to spell it, is spelled C-H-A-T-T-A-T-H. And this type of sin was used in Genesis 4:7 as a transgression. And a transgression is a violation of a law, a command, or duty to God. Chapter 4 gives record of the first family. Because of the disobedience of Adam and Eve when they ate the forbidden fruit of the tree, which gave them knowledge of good and evil, God sent them out of the Garden of Eden. They eventually had two sons, Cain and Abel. Abel took care of the flocks, and Cain became a farmer. Cain brought some food from the ground as a gift to God, and Abel brought the best parts from some of the firstborn of his flock. As you know the story, God accepted Abel's gift, but he did not accept Cain's. So Cain became very angry and felt rejected. You know, we all feel rejected from time to time. But let's look at what Cain did. The Bible says he became very angry and felt rejected. Genesis 4:6 says that God asked Cain, "Why are you angry? Why do you look so unhappy?" Then in verse 7, the Bible says that God told Cain that if you do things well, I will accept you. But if you do not do them well, sin is ready to attack you. Saints, I want you to know that sin wants you, but you must rule over sin. You know, Cain didn't answer God, but in his hot-headedness, Cain said to his brother, "Let's go out into the field." While they were in the field, Cain attacked his brother and killed him. Later, the Bible tells us in verse 9 that God asked Cain, "Where is your brother Abel?" This time, you know, Cain answered God, but he was still angry. Cain said to God, "I don't know. It's not my job to take care of my brother." So God knew what Cain had done, and for his punishment, he told Cain that he will work the ground, but it would not grow good crops for him anymore, and that he will wander around on the earth. No matter what Cain planted, it didn't produce any good crops. The difference in Adam and Eve's sin and Cain's sin is this. Satan prompts Adam and Eve to sin. God himself could not talk Cain out of his. There's a penalty for sin, and that penalty is death. You always pay for your sins. So we have to stop deceiving ourselves. We can't get around it. We need to stop walking around acting like what we're doing is right when it's wrong. We need to stop misleading people. We need to stop practicing deceit or giving a false impression. The second English word of sin is spelled C-H-A-T-A, and it means to miss, M-I-S-S, like missing the mark. Genesis 30, chapter 39:9 says, "There is no one in his house greater than I. He has not kept anything from me except you, because you are his wife." We're talking about Joseph. This is what Joseph was saying to Potiphar's wife. "How can I do such an evil thing? It is a sin against God." Joseph speaking to Potiphar's wife, and this is one of the best examples of personal integrity. When Joseph, the son of Jacob, was sold by his brothers and later taken into Egypt, an officer to the king of Egypt and the captain of the palace, guards purchased Joseph. The Bible tells us that the Lord was with Joseph and he became a successful man. Potiphar saw this, and he was very happy with Joseph. So he allowed him to be his personal servant and placed him in charge of the house, trusting him with everything he owned. Verse 9 shows that great integrity from a man who knew God was with him. Joseph refused to have sexual relations with Potiphar's wife, despite her numerous propositions. Even though Joseph was falsely accused and was sent to prison, because of his honesty and integrity, the Lord made him successful in everything he did. And we want to be like that. We want to have, we want to be honest. We want to have integrity so that everything that we do is pleasing to God and that we can be successful. Joseph knew that if he had given in to Potiphar's wife, it would have violated a trust in God. It would have been adultery, plus these actions would have been against God and his own conscience. See, Joseph's actions are important to us as well because it shows the heart of sin. He refused the advances from Potiphar's wife because he knew it would have been an offense, a transgression, against his master. And that's what we have to keep in mind. When we commit sin or we do something that is wrong, we have to look at it as an offense, a transgression against our master. God is our master. Sin is the action of rebelling against God. So why are you deceiving yourself? Why are you believing what is true and is not true? Why are you practicing deceit? Why are you giving off a false impression when you know it's not true? We have to have integrity. We have to be honest. When we commit sin, we are doing something God does not want us to do. Or if we don't do what God tells us to do, then we still sin. Let me repeat that again. When we commit sin, we are doing something God does not want us to do. Or if we don't do what God tells us to do, then we still sin. In the New Testament, there are two main original language words that are translated as sin. The word, and I'm going to spell it, hamartia. This type of sin appears 174 times in the New Testament, and it is the act of committing an offense, which is transgression. It signifies offenses against laws, against people, against God. The second word type of sin is spelled hamartano, and it occurs 43 times, and it means missing the mark. How many times in your life have you missed the mark? How many times have you made a mess of things because you took matters in your own hands rather than waiting on God? But God is a loving, righteous God. He always gives us a way of escape. That is to repent, to confess our sins and faults, and to ask for forgiveness. For the believer, there is a daily need to examine one's heart and life to discern whether in thought, words, or action that one may have broken God's commandment. When we become aware of our sin, we can and we should immediately confess it, knowing that God will forgive us and empower us to eliminate it from our lives. Don't keep doing the sinful thing over and over again. Confess it every time. And every time we repent for it. But when we keep doing the same sinful thing over and over again, all we are doing is practicing sin. In other words, engaging in sin, and we practice or engage in sin, then we are practitioners of sin. Just like lawyers, they practice law. And when you practice law, you are a lawyer. Just like a doctor who practices medicine. When you practice medicine, you are a doctor. Just like a sinner who sins. If you keep on sinning, then you are a practitioner of sin. We don't want to be practitioners of sin. And I want to make it clear that God hates sin, but he loves the sinner. But even though he loves the sinner, there are consequences. Just look at what he did for Cain. Cain told God that the punishment for killing his brother was more than he could stand. But God put a mark on Cain to warn others not to kill him. But everyone knew he was a murderer, and he killed his brother. I can imagine the shame he had for the rest of his life. For a moment, he took matters in his own hands while he was angry and unhappy. So don't do anything while you're angry or unhappy. You may live to regret it. Can you hear God asking you, why are you angry? Why do you look so unhappy? Answer him, and don't be like Cain. God told Cain, if you do things well, I will accept you. But if you don't do them well, sin is ready to attack you. Sin wants you, but you must rule over it. Let the Holy Spirit kill your sin, because if you don't do it, sin will kill you. Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. You can't deceive God. You're only deceiving yourself, and the truth is not in you. God knows that. You should know that. He knows when you are telling the truth or a lie. So confess your sin. And in closing, as First John chapter 1 says, if we confess our sins, God will forgive our sins, because we can trust God to do what is right. He will cleanse us from all wrongs we have done. Isn't that a wonderful thing, saints? That God can cleanse us from all wrongs we have done? That is what Jesus did. That is what Jesus shed blood did for us on Calvary. It cleansed us of our sins. Let us pray. Father God, Lord, we thank you, O Lord, for this day. We thank you, O Lord, for what your Son Jesus Christ did for us.
Yes.
By his death, by the shed blood, it cleansed us of our sin. But sometimes, God, we forget about that. We forget about what Jesus did for us. He died so that we can be reconnected to you. And, oh, Lord, we are just deceiving ourselves when we think that we can handle situations and matters and circumstances that are hard. But, Lord, we know that there is nothing hard for you. So, God, give us a mind to want to be able to turn to you in every situation. When we are pondering about what we should do, oh, God, we should just turn to you. You have the answers. You have the answers, oh, Lord. When we go to the doctor and we may get a bad report or hear something that's not, you know, good and pleasing to our ears, oh, Lord, something that make our heart beat or skip a beat, God, because for a moment during that time, God, we are so afraid. And then when we leave, God, we don't know what to do, whether to tell our family, God. But, oh, God, even with those things and thoughts in our mind, God, you are working on the situation, oh, God. And we thank you, God, when we have to go to court, God. You know, right now, God, because of the pandemic, a lot of folks who are renting are not paying their rent because of the COVID, because they have lost their job. Oh, Lord, we thank you for that grace. We thank you for your mercy, oh, Lord. Well, God, soon that moratorium is going to be lifted, and people are going to be responsible for paying for their rent. God, let those tenants turn to you for help. Oh, Lord, we thank you, God. We thank you, God, that you're bringing us out of it. We're not clear of it, but you're bringing us out of it, God. We can trust you, God. We can lean and we can depend on you because you have the answers. In fact, God, you are already in tomorrow working on things, God, to make things better for us. So, God, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you, God, for giving us life. We thank you, O Lord, for walking with us on this journey called life. Lord, we just want to thank you, God, for all that you have done for us. Lord, we have to stop deceiving ourselves. We're not all of that. God, because you are the one. You are the one, God, that we should turn to. Lord, we love you. We love you, God. And I want to thank and ask you, Lord, to bless each and every one that's on this call tonight. Lord, you know what each and every one are going through. We ask, oh, Lord, that you will bless Lady B and Pastor Bolin, oh, God. Give them, oh, Lord, and bless them whatever their hands touch or whatever it is that they want to do. Lord, please bless it, oh, God. Please continue to give them strength, good health, oh, Lord, motivation, new ideas and visions, oh, Lord, because your people need it, oh, God. We thank you, oh, Lord, for this day, for this evening, for this time of getting together to worship you and to hear a word from on high. Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Can everybody say amen? Hallelujah.
Amen.
We give
amen.
God the praise.
Amen.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
We give God the praise.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God for you, Reverend Jesse, for ministering the word of God. I tell you what, as they say, it's tight, but it is right. You have to call things the way they are. We have to call sin, sin, and God doesn't play or tolerate any sin. And we just praise God because we hear the word and we know the word, and all we have to do is abide by God's word. The scripture tells us, be not deceived. God is not mocked. In other words, you can't fool God. You're only fooling yourself. He says, as a man soweth, he surely shall reap. And we want to sow good seeds. Amen. We want to have that good report. We want the Lord to say at the end of the day, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Enter into my rest. Hallelujah. And we have that word now, and God, we have the Holy Spirit who is leading and guide us and direct us if we yield ourselves to it. So again, Reverend Jesse, thank you for that powerful word tonight. You're only deceiving yourself.
Yes,
and thank God for Jesus' blood. He came that we may have life, and we can have that life more abundantly. So we praise God for you sharing that word tonight. We also thank God for every person that's on this line, and we pray that you will continue to be blessed. We pray that you will enjoy the upcoming holiday weekend, that you will be safe. faith that you will be always mindful that God is with you, that he never leaves you, he never ever forsakes you. And we just thank God how he keeps us covered under the blood. And we just praise God for every one of you. We believe, God, that you will continue to be blessed. So as we get ready to get off the line tonight, as I say every week, we want to continue to look to the hills from which comes our help. All of our help comes from above. So with that said, again, thank you, Reverend Jesse, for taking time out, ministering the Word of God, giving us the Word of God. And we praise God for you and your family, that you will be blessed. And that all that hear the Word, we also not only hear us, but we are doers. So with that said, I praise God for everyone. I trust that you will continue to be blessed. Have a wonderful night and enjoy the rest of the weekend. Enjoy your family. And if there's anybody that you know that you want to show the love, show them love. Tell them you love them. Praise God. We have to live in the moment. Glory to God. So we praise God for you. And I'm going to say good night and have a blessed night. God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.